Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series starring Kiki, the globe-trotting cat, exploring the world's diverse places, people, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families loved the books and asked for help planning their own adventures, so the podcast was created to help. Adventure awaits! I'm really looking forward to today's adventure. We're off on what looks and sounds like the family adventure of a lifetime with Rena from LA Family Travel. Welcome to the podcast, Rena.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to be here.
Yay! I'd love for you to tell the listeners a little about yourself. You're such an avid traveler, family traveler, so please introduce yourself to the listeners.
Thank you. I love to travel. I was told it was because I have gypsy blood, because my family immigrated to this country when I was really young. So we lived in 5 different countries before I turned the age of 5. Because of that, I was told, I have no fear of change. I actually revel in new experiences, meeting new people, getting to know people and their stories. Because of that, I majored in journalism and I became a reporter. And then I became a public speaker. Then I became a mother. So I started writing for our local paper, a LA-based parenting magazine. And then they sent me on my first trip to explore the Great Wolf Lodge. It was incredible. I'd never gotten a chance to be this VIP kind of traveler. The kids loved it, and it was a wonderful family experience. From that point on, I decided to focus my attention on travel writing. I started my digital magazine, LA Family Travel. So I have writers from all over the country sharing ideas and itineraries, especially geared for traveling with challenging kids. I have 2 boys that live at home, and I have an older one that is off in the real world. There's a 2-year age difference between them. In my fantasy of pre-parental days, it was, they're going to be best friends. They're going to support each other. But reality is they're both super competitive and they fight. And my oldest one's favorite pastime is to figure out innovative ways to torture the younger one. So we have to manage that and find ways to divert their attention, grab their focus and put it somewhere else.
Which is a great segue into what you just did with your older son, right?
Yes. This is the reason why it was just him and I, because as we all know, the world had been shut down and no one was doing anything for so, so long. It felt like for a minute there, we had the opportunity to go somewhere.
And you didn't just go somewhere.
No.
It was like a dream trip.
It was definitely a dream trip. And the reason I decided to do this trip is because I just didn't know what else would happen. So I really wanted to go to Africa, definitely on the short list of travel experiences. And my son, this was his idea. I had told them I was inspired by another travel writer. He has 3 kids and he takes them each on 1 trip every year, wherever they want to go. So I said to them, we're not traveling together anymore, not until you guys mature just a little bit. So I said, I'm going to take you 1 at a time. What do you guys want to do? So my 13-year-old chose Africa. So I got to planning and found out that it is a long plane ride to get.
Especially from LA, right?
Yes, exactly. I had gotten a tip about breaking the trip down into smaller mini trips. So we ended up making an overnight in Paris and an overnight in Amsterdam. And we got there early enough in the day where we were actually able to experience just a taste of these magnificent cities. My son got a chance to tour Paris on Segways.
What a great way to get around and really cover a lot of territory.
And then in Amsterdam, we did a little bit more of a deeper dive. I had him read The Diary of Anne Frank before we went.
That's great.
So we visited her house, and then we did a walking tour of the Jewish quarter. But then we did a canal tour. And
the best.
Right? So we got a chance to have a little bit of both cities. And then that way he can later on decide to go back on his own. And he has that frame of reference. Like, oh yeah, I was there. That was cool.
Smart.
Yeah.
And then did you fly from Amsterdam to Africa?
Yes. We went to Tanzania and it was great. I worked with Lamala Camps and Lodges. They designed a 9-day itinerary for us. We basically stayed at each location one or two nights. We stayed through 6 of their properties all over Tanzania. When we arrived, we went to the Kilimanjaro Golf and Wildlife Estate, a walled resort area. And then we went to Tarangire National Park. And then we went to Ngorongoro Crater. Then we went to Central Serengeti, Eastern Serengeti. Then we flew. We took a little bush plane to Northern Serengeti. And all were very different.
So it looks like you saw tons of wildlife up close and personal.
Yeah, we saw the big 5, which is why I wanted to go up there. We saw giraffes and elephants and lions and leopards and cheetahs. We had to go into Kenya, which is just north of the northern part of the Serengeti. And the guides are all connected and they all work together. They have walkie-talkies. And so one of them sees a herd of something or a pride of something and they'll call each other. Normally, they said, there'll be like 80 cars around this poor little family of lions. But because of COVID, there was only like maybe 10. So you get this great view. And after a while, people will be done and they'll go on to their next experience. So then the cars will like move forward and they will like line up and you get closer and closer to these animals just living their life. So we went into Kenya and we found these cheetahs, which now are my favorite animals. They're so cute. They call them like the gentlemen of lions because they're sweet and they're the only ones that hunt during the day. We learned so much. So they're the only ones that hunt during the day because they're so little, they can't compete with the leopards or the lions. So they're smart.
That's what I've heard, that just the guides that you have, incredible, incredible learning experience.
Truly just made the trip. They felt like they were family. So knowledgeable. I kept trying to convince them to come back here and get on Jeopardy because they knew something about everything.
Right. So your son, did he just think it was an incredible experience?
Yeah. I bought him finally one of the iPhones before our trip to kind of like try to lure him. And he had his moments where he was on it, but then he would forget about it and he would just be completely immersed in this scene. And just, it was so amazing for me to see not only the wildlife and what they were doing, but seeing my son, who's disinterested in everything, suddenly completely captivated by what was in front of him.
And you all went to a village too, right?
Yes, we went to actually 2 villages, which was incredible because they knew that I really wanted to have this learning immersive experience with my son. So they arranged a village tour with the chief of the Maasai in that area, Chief Labulabulu. And he was amazing. He toured us around his village. The people showed us their dances. The women showed me how they mash corn and make it into their meals. They showed us how they put animal feces on their huts and let me have the honor of trying that out.
Helping them.
My son, Caleb, said, no way. I was like, well, when in Africa.
So exactly.
apparently it keeps it cool and it keeps the mosquitoes away. They showed us how they make beads, which is how they make their money. They make beads necklaces and little statuettes. It was like the Cliff Notes version of a day in the life of, but it was incredible because they were all so welcoming and let us into their lives. And that was really special.
That's so amazing. You all actually took some things for them too, didn't you?
Yes. So my son had just had his bar mitzvah, and part of the process is you're supposed to do a charitable act. So since we were going here, we decided that we would buy a bunch of soccer balls. We transported them around the world with us. And when we got there, we gave the children of the village these soccer balls and some art supplies. It was so fun because then my son, who doesn't speak Swahili, got a chance to play soccer with them. And so they're running around the fields. It was really wonderful seeing him bond across language barriers, mm-hmm. cultural barriers. I mean, you really could not be more different than the life that we have here in Los Angeles.
What an amazing experience on all levels. So what was his favorite part of the trip?
I think it was seeing the animals. He's really into animals, which is why he chose this trip. He really connects. As complicated as he is, whenever he sees a dog or a cat, he just melts. And so to see these wild, untamed animals living their lives, I think that it was just mind-blowing for him.
Why do you think it's so important to travel with your kids?
We live in a little suburban bubble in Los Angeles. Even when I take them into, say, Hollywood, it's so different. And for me, there's no better way of connecting people across every single possible barrier that they can put between ourselves than by going into their world and trying to understand how they live and really learning about history and how we came to where we are and how they came to where they are. It's the best education that you can possibly give your kids.
Love it. So true. So amazingly true. And this trip that you took him on was an absolute example of that. Now the pressure's on. Where does your other son want to go?
He's easier. He wants to go to New York.
Easy breezy.
So I'm going to plan Times Square, a Broadway show. Empire State Building just had a little bit of a makeover. We're going to go see that. We're going to learn a little bit of history of how the immigrants came. And, you know, anywhere I can sneak in just a little bit of lessons, I'm going to take that opportunity. So he's easy. And we're going to do that partially in the summer. And then I'm going to try again and do a family trip. We're going to, as a family, learn how to sail. And I'm going to try to do a sailing adventure in Greece.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yes.
When do you think you're going to do that?
I'm hoping to do it in August.
Okay, next summer.
Next summer. Wow. Even if we have this common goal of getting from island to island and surviving, yes, that adventure, that in itself, I think, will bond them and us because we have to work together. There's no fighting and putting each other down when you're trying to wrangle a slip and
get yourself to land.
Yeah, exactly.
It just sounds like such an amazing adventure and sounds like you have some wonderful things coming up. So we'll have to have you back. I look forward to sharing more details with everybody about your trip. Where can they find you? Where can they follow along on your adventures? Because I know you have them all the time.
My website is lafamilytravel.com. And I am across all social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as LA Family Travel.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
Excellent. And we look forward to having you back on another episode.
Yay.
Thank you for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Visit the episode webpage for all the details from today and lots more travel planning resources. We look forward to traveling with you on the next episode. Adventure awaits!